This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, heard throughout all six New England states, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
1-0 to Trevor. Pitch is grounded on the right side throw. Red Sox win it again. Walk-off hit for Trevor Story. There's magic in those green unis. They steal one tonight. 2-1 as Story is mobbed in right field. 1-0 to Story. The pitch is swung on and driven high into left field. It is back at the wall, and it is off the top of the wall and gone! A three-run homer for Trevor Story off El Tiante's sign, and the Red Sox lead it 6-0.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Well, hello, 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 and hello. It's the KJ Show. Thank you so much for starting your Sunday here with you. If you're on your way to service or if you're on your way back and you need some type of service, I don't necessarily know if I can give you what you got about 6 hours ago, but I can give you the real deal. And that's what Trevor's story is turning out to be. Now, look, when Trevor's story was acquired, you were like, okay, here's some pop in the lineup. You might be able to see the guy that gave you, what was his top year in Colorado, the guy that gave you 35, 37 home runs, that this guy could come to Fenway with the short porch, give you some defense. Xander might be on his way out at the time. And, of course, you know, Xander stayed for another year and then went out in free agency. You thought, like, hey, this is the guy that was going to probably be the next face of the franchise. And then, of course, we all know what happened once he got to Boston. You didn't see him. It's almost kind of like KJ in public. I never see this guy. Trevor Story disappeared. And so as the malaise over what is Trevor Story, the comments about, like, you know, I hope the ground ball doesn't, you know, hit him at all. You know, he's going to go. All that is dissipated. So much so that even go back to when the season started and how you just felt like the team kind of lost out on the Soto deal and the Max Fried deal. They'd lost, it just felt like they won the Crochet deal, but they lost out on some other ones, especially a bigger bat, so forth, right? And so you felt like, okay, if the things are kind of so-so with this team or bad, right, or bad, that the team would be able to probably, how could they move on from Trevor Story without at least seeing something? And if they see a little something, maybe they can get him for something better that's either in the future or that can immediately help, okay? But then something started happening. Trevor Story started consistently playing games. Like, we had never seen this before here. Never. And then there's the glove, and you're like, wait a minute. okay, he's not giving you the 35 home runs, but you know what? Nothing is getting past him at short. Nothing gets past Bregman at third. Have you really ever seen that, really, on this side of the infield in a while? Okay, maybe. Then they call it Mayer. Then there were some people like, you know what? Story's got to go. Put Mayer at short. That's his natural position. This is what you have to do. Why are you hanging on to Story? But he's still there. And then at one point, you're like, man, the way this guy's striking out and everything, like, maybe you move him to first and maybe try and figure something. He starts hitting the ball. Then over the last 2 days, hell, the last few weeks, this is unbelievable when I tell you this is about Trevor's Story, okay? Over his last 15 games, this guy's hitting .351 with 15 RBIs. He's got an RBI per game over the last 15 games, and he scored 16 runs. And over his last 30 games, he's hitting .286 with 22 RBI and 23 runs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Major League Baseball Comeback Player of the Year.
Yes! Yes!
Like, you understand this is damn near Undertaker resurrection level that we are seeing from Story. KJ, how can you be excited about a guy who's hitting .267? Or, who's just kind of got a regular, ordinary career year that, I mean, what are we jumping up and down about, you know? He's hitting .260. Look, he's got another RBI. He's on the cusp of 80 RBIs. 80? 80? Hasn't been thrown out stealing a base yet. 22 straight stolen bases? Like, I have to kind of give this guy his flowers, considering the flowers that we mostly had for him were for a funeral. Like, there were many of us expecting and being ready for the Trevor Story funeral, and it's not going to happen. Literally, folks, on a Sunday, this is an absolute resurrection. This is, he's alive. He's alive. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Thank you so much for being here with the KJ Show. Hey, remember, the Jimmy Fund starts tomorrow. The campaign kicks off with the Greg Hill Show. I got to let you know this before I say anything else, that there's a new text number when it comes to your donations at any amount. The new text number is 56512. Text K Cancer to 56512 to give any amount. Last year, you raised over $3.9 million in 2 days. Because you're a listener of the KJ Show, it's going to be KJ Show listeners that is going to put it at $4.1 million. Like, this show will be responsible for about $200,000. I just seriously believe it. Because if I could say, hey, look, people listen to the KJ Show gave at least $200,000. Then maybe I can go to the management and say,
find the man!
Can I get like $4,000 this year? I'm kidding. The Jimmy Fund campaign kicks off 6 a.m. Greg Hill Show tomorrow. New number 56512. And that's where you text K Cancer to any amount at 56512. The Red Sox have put, like, there's no longer this conversation about the Red Sox of like, will they get to 83 games? Look, the schedule gods have done them well. They're going for the sweep against the Marlins today. And while one would argue like the Marlins are horrible, I would say they are a little bit better than their record. They've gotten better as the season has gone on. They were just like A's level horrible as the season started. They have a losing record at home. So that tells you, it's like, I mean, why even get up and drive to the stadium? So. The Marlins aren't as bad, but this is what I've said over time. When you're facing teams like the Marlins or the Rockies or the Nationals, these are the teams where, hey, out loud, it may sound like you're just fandom saying you need to sweep, but you need to sweep because Toronto, I can't figure, like, they must have an infinity stone, Brian Frazoco. Like the Toronto, they just won't go down. Like, now, in the dog days of summer, It's supposed to happen at some point. It just hasn't happened with Toronto yet. And so there's a feeling that when the Sox and Toronto face in that four-game series that's coming either later this month, I think at the end of this month or early next month, I don't have the schedule right in front of me, that is going to be either where the Red Sox have to go for the sweep. There's no splitting of a games, right? So the Red Sox may have to be the team that is the beginning of the precipitous downfall of Toronto. I still think that the Red Sox could win the AL East. 617-779-7937. Yeah, I just have to really take my hat off to Trevor's story and what he's done. No longer am I thinking about, like, gosh, are you getting what you paid for? It's like what you're seeing now is what he can provide in the playoffs. I put Yoshida in that same category. I know that's kind of strange to say that. But from a team that you're wondering, like, okay, could this team make the playoffs, to now, okay, not only is this team playoff bound, but this team really could get to the World Series. Do you know how crazy that sounds considering where we were just a month and a half ago? A month and a half ago, you were like, everybody needs to go. You know what I do have to apologize for? I'm sorry about the negative comments I have made about the Green Monster jerseys.
Take it back?
Yeah, I'm taking it back. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that I'm going to admit I was wrong. Now, the reason why I was upset about the green jerseys at the time was it felt like those were more important than trying to figure out how to win. The team has figured out how to win, so KJ, like, what the hell are you talking about with these green jerseys? Yeah, they're mojo. Like, if I'm Breslow and Kennedy right now, I'm sending a letter to Major League Baseball saying all the night games that the Red Sox are going to play are going to feature either the Marathon jerseys or the Green Monster jerseys. Like, are you for or against that? I would not be opposed, right? Just because we are the most superstitious section of the country than anywhere. I mean, keep in mind, if you could put witches at the stake in Salem, clearly you might have a feeling of thinking, I think these jerseys are lucky. You know, there's just superstition runs high. Like, I don't know, Frizoka, would you be against the Red Sox not wearing any red jerseys at home during the playoffs?
Whatever works. They keep getting wins with the green jerseys. They keep getting walk-off wins with the green jerseys.
What are they, like 43-12 with the Marathon jerseys? And then five walk-offs with the Monster jerseys. Like, there is this feeling here, like, don't take those away, because if it goes wrong and they're they didn't get to wear the green, they didn't get to wear the Monster jerseys, they didn't get to wear the Marathon jerseys. And the reason why I say that Kennedy and Breslow probably needs to be on the phone with Major League Baseball to get this to put that application in now, because what if someone is saying, hey, look, you know, due to backdrop issues, that yellow is a little bit bothersome it just blends in, you know, little stuff to try and, you know, other teams might say, you know, that the yellow doesn't really fit at night. I'd put the request in right now.
Here's the issue though. If they're a wild card team, they're going to be on the road that first series the whole time.
Well, then you don't have to worry about it at all. Hell, you won't even have to worry about the last name not being on the back of the jersey. But I still, there's a part of me that really, really believes. And keep in mind, the KJ show has been a pretty damn good predictor of events. That's why coming up at 8:45, the return of KJ Damas. Okay, sorry. KJ knows the future. I think the Red Sox end up walking down Toronto just because Toronto has not had an openly bad stretch. Red Sox, we can name them for you, you know. But Toronto is in a situation where does their adversity hit? And if it hadn't hit by now, we've seen in the history of this game, the last thing you want to have happen is something go wrong in August and September. You remember that superstition I talked about here? Oh no, not 78 again! I'm sorry.
Toronto, I think, is ripe for it. Next, we'll get some of Alex Cora's thoughts on what's going on with this team. Plus, I got Tom Carroll coming in next hour. KJ Dom is on the way. Your calls and texts, 617-779-7937. Thank you for starting your Sunday with the KJ Show. Now it's time to trend with Brian Verzocco.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Red Sox, you heard it there, got a three-run home run from Trevor Story. They also got two RBIs from Masataka Yoshida in their win yesterday over the Marlins. The final score was 7-5. The Sox will go for the sweep today over the Fish with first pitch at 1:35. That's a tongue twister. Jansen Junk will take the mound for Miami with Garrett Crochet on the hill for the Sox. And you can catch the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Sean McDonough and Will Fleming will have the call of the game. And Joe Wow will get you started with the Mass Mutual pregame show starting at 12:35. Patriots won their second preseason game yesterday over the Vikings with a 20-12 win in Minnesota. Patriots got two touchdowns courtesy of some rookies as Travion Henderson and Afton Chisholm both found the end zone. The win gives the Patriots a 2-0 record. They'll wrap up the preseason this Thursday as they are in New York to take on the Giants. In other preseason news, Chargers wide receiver Quentin Johnston left his game early in LA's loss to the Rams as he suffered a concussion. He was taken to the hospital as a precaution. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh spoke post-game saying Quentin suffered a concussion and he was taken to a hospital for more evaluation, but he was talking, he remembered the play, he was moving good, so in a way, it's a good thing. And in basketball news, your Boston Celtics signed Ron Harper Jr., son of former Bulls star Ron Harper, to a contract. He has spent the last three seasons with the Raptors and Pistons and shot 39% from three-point land last year with Detroit's G League team, the Motor City Crews. I'm Brian Frisoco. That's what's trending now on WEEI and on WEEI.com. More KJ Show coming up after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Trevor's day between the home run, the playing short.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great season. Let's put it that way, right? He had one bad month, so he's been very consistent in everything. Running the bases, hitting the ball hard, driving in runs, playing great defense, leading the group since the trade. You know, he was one of the guys very vocal about it in the clubhouse, and you know, making sure that we stayed the course. Couldn't be more proud. You know, he's been amazing for us.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. We'll get to those shortly. Plus, coming in 20 minutes, KJ Domus predicts the future, answers your questions about life, and in general, lets you know that it's probably going to be pretty bad on your wallet even about 6 months. I'm kidding. Yeah, Trevor's story. This has been fascinating, okay? And this is why you're like, wow. Like, why do I feel so, what's the word I'm looking for? Invigorated by a guy who's hitting 260, right? Like, what's going on with Trevor's story? Here's the answer. 290 average at home, 230 on the road. 291 at home, 230 on the road. Day games, 301. So if you've noticed, like, these Trevor Story moments, they're at home. A lot of the times it's during the day. And you're like, in a way you're like, okay, maybe it's supposed to happen this way. Because let's just say Trevor Story was really, really good on these bad teams over the last 3 years. Let's just say that Trevor Story played games, wasn't injured, gave you the 30 home runs and so forth. I don't think it had been enough because Trevor Story couldn't go more than six innings on the mound, let alone one. That was really more the issue, that it would have just been kind of like a bunch of loud noise in a still quiet team. But now, people have seen what he's going through, and they always say, and you hear this, it's really in life. Think about somebody who knows you, man, they have really gone through it in life, like, or career. They've really gone through it, right? And then you see them come out of it, and the two things you see is encouragement, well, three things, influence and success. You almost feel like Trevor's story may end up more successful this season than any numbers he put up in Colorado when they were bad, right? Like, this is his opportunity to be able to kind of reemerge from the ashes. And you can hear it in Alex Cora's voice. It's kind of like, yes, because from a business perspective, this guy was absolutely nothing for 3 years. But from a personal perspective, you can clearly hear that Alex Cora is, wow, not only do I have the player that we know that he is and is showing up. I mean, my goodness, just that play yesterday, the hop made it seem like it's nothing. I had to remind myself, oh yeah, didn't this guy have a bad shoulder? Like, this is absolutely fast. Like if you believe in miracles, Trevor's story may be that walking miracle right now, just because I never got any inkling that you would get this, right? If the acquisition was about getting a guy who can get back to his years with the bat. Okay, it isn't even about the bat. It's about situational. This guy has become, between him and Bregman and how it's rubbing off on Roman Anthony, like, when these other guys, like Raffaello, who's going through a bit of a malaise right now, and Abreu, who's going through a malaise, you have these two veterans that are now the leaders. Remember, the whole knock about Rafi going into the season was like, this dude has no leadership qualities, right?
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter!
I mean, that was Rafael Devers, and this is supposed to be, at the time, the presumptive leader of the squad. And now you literally have, in Bregman and in Story, two guys. We're wondering if the one who was here would even speak. You've got two guys who are handling that locker room with those young players and doing well. 617-779-7937. Let's go to text line. Brian, what you got?
This is a 978 texter that's agreeing with you. So let's start the day with some agreement, shall we? He said...
It's an agreeable show. Like, this isn't placated, right?
Absolutely.
This isn't fake.
He said he told Joe Weil in May on a post-game prediction that Story would be AL Comeback Player of the Year after previously ripping you for saying that Trevor Story should be traded.
Oh.
That's nasty.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, if someone saw, based on the previous years of what Trevor Story did in Boston, didn't do here, was going to be this year, I would say whatever your field is outside of psychic, you're in the wrong business, right? Like, you should probably like be in the futures market or something like that. Cause nobody, and I mean nobody, thought it would be this consistent, this long. Like, he's played 120 games. What is it? I think Durant has only played one more game, and Durant has played, I think only Durant has played more games than he has, and it's by one. And that's just because that's the total amount of games? Like, that's absolutely sick. Out of a possible, what, 124 games? Story's played 120? You know what that number would have been like the last few years? After 124 games, Trevor Story would have been lucky to play 65 of them. Probably that's what it would have been at this point, based on projections from the previous years. You know when they do like... You know, like, you ever see these stats, Brian, when they're like, okay, this guy, like, hits a... Let's use Lou Maloney as an example in the current stat era, right? After his first game, Lou Maloney would have been projected that season to hit 162 home runs, right?
Right.
You know? Right, you know. So, that's the thing. When you would have looked at what would have been the projections for Trevor Story going into this season based on the past stuff, maybe the 260 average would have been there, not the 22 stolen bases, not the 79 RBI before you get to September. Like, Story's going to end up with 100 RBI.
Certainly not the games played. He's never
not
been
the
healthy.
Game, right? Like that, the telling future predictive stat would have been how many games played will Trevor Story play this year? And that number might have sat at something around 90. I think if they tried to predict, they were like, yeah, he, based on what's going on right now, and if everything goes as well as it hasn't, maybe he plays 90 games this year. No. So, yeah. Look, it's good that you feel right about that. I will admit when I am wrong or when things have changed, I did say here on the KJ show, doesn't it feel good to take your Fenway back? It doesn't even – watch what happens when some of these series where teams have well-traveling fans show up and they seemingly don't seem to have well-traveled like they used to. That is what I'm most proud of with the fan base, is that they have kind of gone a little bit, you know, a little revolutionary, if you will, around these parts about saying, you know, no taxation without participation. Well, you got the participation. You've got when you've got winning ball on the field, you've got winning fans in the stands, and that the energy at Fenway right now, there's no place more electric than Fenway right now in Major League Baseball. Right now. No, look, with no big names out there, sellouts, it doesn't matter. Rain, 11 in the morning, no problem, we there. Yeah, San Diego's been pretty exciting, but they don't have anything else. Right? Fenway, this is what we'll see in like 2 months ago. Don't cheat the fan base out of Fenway having baseball in October. It's like, you know, it's like snowing for a kid growing up in Hamilton, Ontario in the winter. What do you think he wants to go do? Definitely doesn't shoot hoops. In October, New England wants their baseball. They're going to get it. I mean, look, there's only a one-game difference. The Sox are only one game behind for the best home record in all of in at least the American League. Ahead of Toronto. And Toronto plays inside of a hotel for the most part, don't they? Isn't that like the Rogers Center? It's like you can go shopping, you can rent a room, you can have a drink up there. Oh, there's a baseball game down there. No, Fenway is where you want to be to play October baseball. Another text.
All right, well, we'll stick with Toronto because this 413 texter says Toronto has been playing all of the bad teams. Maybe now they're going to start playing some good ones. 413, I have some bad news for you. I just looked up Toronto's schedule. Their next three series are against Pittsburgh, Miami, and the Twins.
Yeah, but we also do have the Baltimore. We have Pittsburgh still to come on the schedule as well. Again, this is what I was saying earlier. Because of the way things are playing out, Toronto may not have their slip on the banana peel until they get to the Red Sox series, right? Because the Red Sox, let's see, you got the Yankees series, you got the Orioles, you got the Pirates, you got the Guardians, right? You got the Diamondbacks, you've got the A's, the Yankees then come to town. Now we're in mid-September. Then you've got the A's, the Rays, and then the Blue Jays. Wow, this is going to be fascinating. Fascinating. Because the Blue Jays series is on the road, but the Tigers series to end the season is at home. So I would say, like, hey, I'm speaking to Red Sox fans right now. Get your passports in line. Because Toronto's not really a city that's really... You think in September, what do they think you're going to be more excited for? The Blue Jays or another prayer that once camp starts for the Toronto Maple Leafs? They're going to start having Maple Leaf fever again. The kid in Hamilton, Ontario, come late September, he's sniffing the cold air outside thinking about the ice. Get your passports ready and damn raid Toronto. For all the times the Dodgers showed up and those fans and all those, you know what? Make it a mission to get tickets to that Toronto series September 23rd, 24th, 25th. Take that time, get out of town, absolutely raid Toronto. That might just change all the narrative right there. Because if you mention that, you know, like their next three series, outside of the Yankees series, right, we still kind of have to keep an eye on the Yankees behind you. Outside the two Yankees series, the Red Sox are playing teams that are bad. And if they continue on their mission the way that they've been doing, which is beat the bad teams and try to sweep them when you can. Don't not win the series. Sweep the series. You know? No mercy. Oh. Gotta take all of them. That's the attitude you have to be. Like even this little shorty with the Orioles. There's no reason to split that. Give me that.
Oh!
Yeah. Start making plans to go to Toronto September 23rd, 24th, 25th. Raid the Rogers Center. Bunch of red. You know what? Where the greens up there? Where the monsters? Where all three? Where the city connects the aways, the homes? Just overrun it. How do I know this can happen? I mean, New England's the richest section in the country. This is all old money. If you want to know how Hollywood was started, or how New York and the stock exchange was funded. I've got an uncle that lives in Worcester. He can help us start this thing. Raid Toronto. Get one off for yourselves. Just show up across the border. Now, the current laws, I don't know how successful we may be getting back, so make sure everything's in line. Raid Toronto. All right, one more text, and then I'll get more into the Red Sox, and then we're 10 minutes away from KJ Domus. KJ even predicted what the housing market would look like in New England. He's been pretty good. What do you got?
617 text, if Mayer can't come back to full strength, do you call up Christian Campbell and play him at second?
Ooh. Here's why that's pretty interesting. There does have you, I have a little bit of feeling, and I've had this since Mayer's gone down, that while Rafaela is a very serviceable second baseman, Rafaela is more engaged in the field when he's in center field. And, of course, as the game got out of hand yesterday. Like, isn't it strange? Like, when that game started to get out of hand yesterday, I was thinking, like, you know, the old me would have been like, and then they brought in Caleb Ort and it just got worse, you know. But, like, you just feel like you're like, okay, Chapman shouldn't have to be out there, but, you know, once he gets out there, this whole shenanigan stops. But when Duran hit the wall yesterday going for the ball that ended up in triple, there was a part of me that says, look, don't give me the metrics of like Duran grades as a better center fielder. there's just kind of a natural sniffing that goes on out there when Rafael is in center, of sniffing things out. You give me all those numbers and everything like that. It's, you know what I equate that to is the person who says, oh, my dog doesn't bite. I'm just like, wait a minute. Your dog does bite, and the dog will bite you if you don't feed it. So don't tell me the dog doesn't bite. Like, you know, look, Rafaela is just a little more engaged when he's in center. But because he's a team player, and you see what happens when people aren't team players, they got rid of him for nothing? They got fired on his day off? Really?
Damn!
Yeah, they will do that. So he's going, you need me at second, boss? I'm at second. But I think in the long term, yes. I think Campbell is going to be the call-up that happens again. And if Mayer is just now just throwing, and I don't know if you remember what was happening when they were throwing him the inside stuff right at his wrists, I would be concerned of, like, could Mayer potentially be an offensive liability where it's like he just can't get to what they want to throw him? Like, just busting him in with sliders and sweepers all day, you know, coming in at his hands. That's your wrist action right there. So I think you consider bringing Campbell back to play second. You put Rafael out there because, watch this, either Abreu can DH because you're like, hey, if we can get this guy just to say, like, hey, if it's your hitting that we need, fine. Or you can say, hey, Roman Anthony, because you seem to be kind of a bit of a cyborg when it comes to this hitting thing, we can always DH you, right? It's just that you don't have to now worry about saying, hey, you have to put Yoshida in left. So, like, so again, I would love to see Rafaela back in center as the days go longer, just because that's where he's thriving, right? You almost need him to be ready for these key elements and key moments in the playoffs versus, like, he'd been at second so long and now he's back in center. At some point, he's got to get those wheels back of being what it's like to be out there every day, especially on the road and so forth, especially if it's going to be a wild card team. At this point, I don't think that's going to be. I think after the Fenway fans raid Toronto, take that series, Toronto will then become the number one wild card, and the Red Sox will then go on to win the AL East. It's going to be an exciting August. It's already an exciting August. August almost over. September is going to be absolutely fascinating. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. All right, next, KJ Damas predicts the future here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, But the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yeah! Uh-huh. KJ Show, the Sunday edition, limited and exclusive, and only on WEEI, 617-779-7937. We're a minute away from KJ Domus. Remember, the Jimmy Fund campaign kicks off tomorrow with the Greg Hill Show. There is a new text number. It's 56512. Again, 56512. You'll text K Cancer to 56512 to give any amount. Last year, you raised $3.9 million in 2 days. And my request is that the KJ Show family or the KJ Show members, which I call the KJSM, it's a feeling, right? I'm kidding. Be the first in line tomorrow morning and Tuesday morning, and then you will be the closers to push the final total to at least $4.1 million. Look, there'll be no broadcasting of what you've done. Like, not that they might put your name, but you and I will know the reason why it got to $4.1 million this year is because of you and your dedication to the KJ Show on Sundays. Like, this is like, did you get it yet? It's our little secret that's going on with this show here. It's kind of crazy. You know, like, usually you would get like recipes and hear about kids' book sales and stuff like that at this time in the morning. So there's a little bit of a movement happening here, and let's use that for greatness to kick off the Jimmy Fund campaign tomorrow morning, Greg Hill Show. Like, before they even get into there, you'd be absolutely put a couple $100,000 up on the books. Like, before they can even get out their mouths, because you know they're gonna do their show and everything.
What?
By that, have like $300,000 already in the can. Just because the KJ Show asked you to. All right. Brian, I don't know if you've heard about this, but this is the spookiest-ish I've ever heard in my life. This is from the CBS affiliate in Charleston, South Carolina, about what was discovered near an old radioactive plant.
Radioactive wasp nest was found here in South Carolina. The report states that on July 3rd, radiological control operations at Savannah River site discovered a wasp nest near the nuclear facility.
What?
Well, they probed the nest, and according to the report, they discovered the contamination level is greater than 10 times the total contamination values allowed in federal regulations. Well, the wasp nest was sprayed to kill the wasps. The report says the nest is considered an on-site contamination and not related to a loss of contamination control.
Okay, so wait a minute. A wasp nest, if you know how wasps make their nest, is they gather the mud together from right in that area where they built the nests, and it's from the mud from a nuclear site, right? And then the wasps live in there. But there were no wasps in there when they sprayed it. Where the hell are the wasps? Do we have potentially nuclear stinging wasps available? Like, did you have this on your bingo card for Zoco?
This sounds horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
And to think that you hadn't heard about it. What's even worse, I had this audio here for a couple of weeks, because clearly this is July 3rd, right? We're what, at August 17th? You think they've traveled a bit? You know, I'm
scared to go to my car after the show.
I will never look at wasps the same, because so let's just say they can't like hurt you like a bomb. But I would think like any type of nuclear injection through a bee sting, would absolutely be painful, painful, that you could not, you could not deal with at all. You could not deal with at all. All right. Before I get to your calls at 617-779-7937, text still to come. We still got to talk about the Patriots pregame yesterday as well. But right now, as I do a quick costume change, it is time for KJ Damas.
KJ Damas, will the Patriots get a mobile quarterback?
Will the Red Sox ever spend money again?
KJ Damas, should I move in with my girl?
KJ Damas, will I ever afford to buy a house in Boston?
KJ Damas.
All right, well, this is my first time being a part of KJ Damas, so KJ, I appreciate you having me on for this.
Yes.
KJ Damas can see the future, and that's pretty clear. We all know that, except just not his own. It is KJ Damas.
I can see the future. Why? Because I have a lot of past due. Get it? Past due, future. Frizoco, present to KJ Damas. All in the universe.
Oh, KJ Damas, do you believe that the Red Sox really have the best shot in the AL to make the World Series?
Huh, World Series? I'm not sure. But I can't be uncertain, so I will say this as KJ Damas. If the Red Sox don't get bitten or stung by these nuclear wasps down the stretch, why not? Anything is possible if you believe. If you believe. I believe so. Yes.
Okay, KJ Damas. Will the Patriots need another backup quarterback before the bye week?
Have you seen Josh Dobbs?
Unfortunately.
Oh my gosh. Open sesame portal of available backup quarterbacks. This guy. Oh my goodness. As Kyle Williams goes and runs for another pass from this guy. You're ruining the future. I think the Patriots will be looking to the waiver wire to see if Jameis Winston becomes available and put him in the quarterback room and remove Josh Dobbs. No! Next.
KJ Damas, will Stephon Diggs catch over 85 passes this season?
Well, he caught one pass. Too many on that boat, did he not? Ships ahoy, area, Pink Mayday. Yes. Stephon Diggs will have 85 catches or more. Why? Because nobody else can catch them like he can. In fact, nobody sees what he can do yet. That will be addressed. What else do you have, my brother Frizoco?
Let's stick with the Patriots. KJ Damas, will Ramondre Stevenson rush for 1,000 yards with Travion Henderson flashing the way he has?
Absolutely. This guy is brilliant and a revelation. And in Revelations, it says, if thou shalt fumble the ball, thou shalt be replaced. So Ramondre Stevenson is on alert right now. Oh, Frizoco, present more to the great KJ Damas if you got him.
Oh, great, KJ Damas. Let's switch to hoops, shall we? Do you believe that Wick Grosbeck will still get to sit courtside at Celtics games once Billy C officially gets the keys to the Garden?
Wick. Wick! Get out and smack! You cannot have two leaders. There's no such thing as two governors. So, no. Wick will not be at courtside like we've seen him in the past. Sad, but that's what happens when a new owner spends billions. KJ Damas predicts you have one more.
KJ, rent's high, money's tight. KJ Damas, how much will a gallon of milk cost by November?
Milk will be $7 for 2%.
Oh boy.
No, that's just 2% of the cost. So a gallon of milk will be $27.36. Whole. KJ Damas is now leaving the area because it's been too damn hot. The KJ Show continues next on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.